Welcome to the Bachelor Man.
RuPaul Drag. Australian Ninja.
Welcome to Pooch Perfect.
It's time to talk TV with Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box.
Aaron, I generally think perception is that as we move into summer TV, that things may not be as impressive, but you are here to prove that wrong. Good morning.
I'm not too sure about that, but I will try. Good morning.
All right. Well, let's start with what's happening in the next 7 days, because there definitely is some big things, including tonight, the final of SAS Australia.
Absolutely. SAS sort of finishes tonight at 7:30, and what a ripper. I've seen it, and if you've enjoyed the series, the finale will not disappoint at all.
Good.
But following that, SAS UK then starts directly after the finale, but then from next week it will air on 7 Mate. A few other shows ending. Britain's Got Talent ends on Wednesday. Home and Away checks out for the year with a triple episode next Monday. Over on 9, Australian Crime Stories comes to a close tonight at 8:30, and the ARIA Awards will screen tomorrow night on 9. And on the ABC, Restoration Australia comes to a close on Sunday at 7:40. Q&A finishes next Monday at 9:35. And for a return, QI returns to finish off the season that was interrupted earlier in the year on Wednesday night at 10:20.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the ARIA Awards this year. Virtual performances from Billie Eilish. It's going to be hosted by Delta Goodrum. It's going to be interesting to see how they pull that off. Let's talk about that summer programming now. 7 and 9, what have they got coming up, and will it get us to watch the television?
Yeah, maybe. The 2020 television rating season ends this Saturday, November the 28th, and viewers can expect summer sport, obviously, to dominate the airwaves with 9 serving the Australian Open tennis tournament. Well, maybe. and 7 hitting us with the Big Bash League and Test cricket. Now, surrounding those key events will be a raft of new programming and returning shows, including the much-anticipated return of the US sitcom Young Sheldon.
Okay.
Lots of episodes to screen for that. Race Across the World will return for a second season on 9, airing double episodes from Thursday the 3rd of December. 60 Minutes will actually continue into the holiday period with the 2 new instalments. They've got new RBT Desert Vet returns for a second season. Across the suite of channels, the network will also air the controversial series Labour of Love, plus Carols by Candlelight, Country House, Hunters Australia, Chicago Med, and Escape to the Chateau. Now, 7 will continue with new episodes of The Amazing Race, Station 19, and Chicago Fire, and return things like Motorway Patrol, Dogs Behaving Very Badly, and 10 Years Younger in 10 Days. Now, the Big Bash League starts on the 10th of December, so they only have really 10 days to actually fill in their schedule. So most of those programs that I mentioned will be late night. There's lots of stuff on the multi-channels. I won't go through all of that, but the new series One Lane Bridge will air on 7.2 after Murdoch Mysteries, and 7 Flix will air the latest season of Say Yes to the Dress Atlanta. But plenty of stuff on 7 Mate if people are interested. There's actually quite a lot of new programming.
Okay, so maybe that's where you need to flick towards 7 Mate if you're not a fan of the sport, because, yes, we'll get a little bit of that over the summer. All right, we've had the Channel 7, the 9, the 10 upfront, which is the preview of what is to come in 2021. We saw that on the SBS upfront. I think we mentioned last week that Adam Lior, the well-known MasterChef winner here in SA and Twitter fiend, he signed up a deal to do 200 episodes of his new cooking show, which we celebrated. What else does SBS have coming up next year?
Well, so much. How do you fit it all into 2 minutes? I'll just have a quick look at the dramas for next year. There's a couple in there. Copying It Black. A detective investigates a suspicious car accident that leads to an Indigenous community she left as a child. Clues start leading to her own family. There's a series called New Gold Mountain, a new drama series set in the Bendigo Goldfields from 1855. That's actually an Australian drama. How's this for one? Iggy and Ace. Iggy and Ace are two young gay alcoholics who live, work and play together, inseparable by design. When Ace starts to suffer debilitating panic attacks, he turns up at a gay chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous, determined to get sober. How's that for a series? There we go.
Sounds full on.
The tailings. When a man is found face down in a lake outside a remote, tight-knit mining town, an inquest finds that the death was an accident, a verdict many people in town are happy to accept. interesting. The Unusual Suspect, with a $16 million necklace, is taken in elaborate heist. Women from vastly different walks of life come together to ensure justice is served. Okay. There's a few new Australian dramas on SBS next year. New international dramas. You'll have to look these ones up. We'll go onto the website because there's a TV black box. There's a full synopsis of these. But there's a few series called The Sister, Shadow Play, Bloodlands and Romulus. They actually look really good. Now, returning international drama, there's more Vikings for people that love that show. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Handmaid's Tale, Women Kill. Oh, yeah, of course. Season 4 of The Handmaid's Tale, that'll be great. And War of the Worlds. New Australian Commission documentary series. There's a massive list. There's about 30 of them, but I'll just tell you one, and that's See What You Made Me Do. It's a landmark documentary series that will ignite a crucial conversation about domestic abuse. So that will be really interesting. Returning Australian Commission documentaries, Untold Australia, Australia in Colour, Who Do You Think You Are is back, and Every Family Has a Secret. And finally, in entertainment, they will have the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras next year, the Eurovision Song Contest, Mastermind, and they'll do another edition of Celebrity Mastermind. And there is so much more, and it's in full detail on the website.
Yikes. Well, I think that's all we've got time for, Aaron, because there has been such an inundation of information there. I think the highlights for me have got to be the new series of The Handmaid's Tale and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Two huge ones for SBS there. At least if we get past the summer, there's going to be a lot to look forward to in 2021. TVblackbox.com.au is the place for all your information. Aaron, we'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much.